The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
I am a Bahamian.
Yeah, yeah, yo, yo. Hey, yo, we come a long way and we just begun. Come on, lift up your heads to the rising sun and just sing it out loud.
I am a Bahamian.
Come on, sing it out loud.
I am a Bahamian.
From Bahama to an Aguanine.
Welcome to Guardian Radio 96.9, your spot for fresh news and smart talk all day. You're tuned into Bahamian Soul. To us, culture is always personal. Bahamian Soul, we tell our stories, we celebrate Bahamian, we define ourselves. Blessings, peace, and love to you and yours. And welcome to our second show for the year. So get a little comfy. The ride promises some lessons, excitement, and surprises. Do join us. Call us on 323-6232 or 325-4316. You can dial 325-4259 also. Text us on 422-4796 or 466-3305. Now be sure to check us out and leave a comment on Facebook, Bahamian Soul Radio Show. That's us. Or Twitter, BahamianSoul242. You can also email us on BahamianSoul@gmail.com. This hour is brought to you by Johnson & Associates. Yes, for all your legal needs, call Johnson & Associates at 601-3855. That's 601-3855. Today's show, we're talking about transformation. We're talking about new life resolutions. And you know how to be authentically yourself. Because we choose to shine in the brilliance of who we are. Let us all commit to live our best lives today. No excuses. We are people of passion, vision, and power. We choose to live in the possible. And we choose, yes, we choose, Bahamians, we choose to commit to making our dreams a reality. I know, my Bahamians, you want more. You want to grow. You want it easier. So the training begins right now. Our guest today is a professional life coach and growth expert. She is the one and the only Miss Michelle Miller. Welcome to Bahamian Soul.
Thank you so much. Good morning, Bahamas. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's great to have you here.
Thank you.
And you know, I waste no time on with chit chat because it's only an hour.
I know, right?
So we gotta get everything out of you. And you know, your sessions are probably very expensive, and we're getting this for free this morning. So we all engage, especially myself. People don't understand. When I do a show, I basically do it for me. I'm very selfish. I am a self-centered individual, and I know it. I'm working on that too. But you know, we can all learn together, and that's the whole thing.
Yes.
But I want to talk about focus first and foremost, because you know, it's a difficult task for many of us. First, there is Bama coming on stream, hopefully. There's junk bond status the country is in now. Then there's crime, there's poverty, there's undereducation, just to name a few. Then there's making money, bill paying, love life, drama in family, and so much more. So how do we keep focus on our new life resolution? Note, I'm not saying new year's resolution, because I believe in new life resolutions.
Agreed.
How do we keep focus?
Well, I think you call up a whole list of things there. It's like going in the food store, Alicia, and choosing what you want to put in your basket.
Lord.
You cannot take the whole entire stock out of the food store. You have to choose the stuff that you want. And a lot of times we go to the food store based on what we're going to prepare.
Very true.
So you have to know what you're going to prepare first. You
I'm
have
taking
to know
notes.
What you're cooking. What meal is this that I'm preparing? And
definitely.
So focus is about having a vision.
Yes.
First of all, every vision needs a goal. Uh-huh. Every goal needs a plan. Every plan needs a strategy. So the big picture here is, though, what is the vision?
Ah.
Because the vision determines what you do with your time and how you focus.
So then we should all have whiteboards with our dream or
absolutely.
Our dream board saying
dream
exactly
boards,
what we
vision
want
boards,
for our lives.
Yes, absolutely. And be specific. You know, it's not good enough to say, I want to make some more money.
Okay.
Because there's no currency or no note called more money.
Ah.
You have to know how much money you want, but why? What is the reason for this money that you're getting? Because Again, money is a currency. Its motivation, its purpose is to be utilized.
Wow.
So, you know, this is the point I'm making about having a vision and knowing what that vision entails and how that vision is going to motivate you, is because it's going to be the things that you want. And nothing is more motivating for the human being than a desire.
Now, speaking about desire, now here is where all of us get thrown in the hole,
right?
And we get handcuffed as relates to keeping the passion and the fire for what it is that we want.
Right.
We have it outlined.
Yes.
We have it written in our diaries. We have it posted on our phones.
Mm-hmm.
We have reminders for ourselves.
Right.
But then, you know, after January leaves us, there is something else that takes over. It's called I forget. It's called I have amnesia. It's called I just, you know, cruising now.
I'm
cruise control. I can't stress myself out too much. You know, the exercising comes to a halt. You know, the ideas of being a better person, they just kind of slow on down.
Go on pause.
How do we keep the fire and the passion for the new year throughout the year?
I think it's so much about you do what you believe about you.
Okay.
Let me say that again. You do what you believe about you. And what I mean by that is,
I love that.
What type of person are you?
Uh-huh.
Because that's probably where people may want to begin. You have to try to peel away a lot of the surface stuff that you may identify with. Everything we do, again, is based on what we inform to do. So what I do for Michelle, because I know what I believe about me, and I believe I'm a type of person that's very committed. Commitment is in that column for me.
Okay.
Discipline also. So those qualities keep me focused on doing what I need to do. Now, if I haven't partnered with those two qualities, it's going to be very difficult for me to achieve anything.
What, you're saying that I have to reevaluate my character and
Absolutely.
Come to terms with who I am?
For sure.
And then work on me before I can accomplish dreams and goals?
Yeah, because you see, that journey called goals and that journey called vision and getting to what you call the end game, that's a long road. And it's filled with many, many pitfalls. You have some bumpy parts of it. Some parts of it you don't even know if you're going to keep going because you run out of fuel. But if you are committed to the journey, you stay the course.
Wow.
But if you are not committed, see, commitment, there's, you know, in the Bible it says everything is possible. We agree with, most people
yes.
agree with that. I've added something
yes,
else.
Yes, all things are possible. We believe.
And I say this, all things are possible to those who are committed.
Or those who work for it?
Those who are committed, who work for it, those who are disciplined. It's not, you
oh
know,
because
those are the qualities that you got to put in. It's almost like you have to go to the machine. You got to put your coins in order to push the button of what you want. That's not strange. People know
Intriguing.
They go to the soda machine. They go to the little chip machine or the little treats machine. You got to put some money in order to make
the
thing
come. What it is you want.
Absolutely.
See? Oh, wow. Now, I'm going to speak from personal experience because I like myself. It's I'm
and
fascinated by
thing.
Me.
This is a good
yes,
thing.
Yes, I fascinate me. So it's all about me too. As relates to, you know, I have my little health challenges and I'm on some little drugs that kind of cost weight. But I understand specifically what I'm not to have
okay.
to ensure that I don't gain weight.
Right.
Well, I've not been too committed. And I'm recommitting myself again.
Right.
You know, sugar is among them. And you know, this morning I would have said to you that I'm on the journey now to remove myself off right sugar.
Right.
Yes. Many of us have such things in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't been so committed. Now, like myself, I have some things to do. I want you to advise me how I could remind myself constantly.
Yes.
Of how I am committed to removing myself from the sugar.
So
how do we do that?
Let's go to the root, Alicia.
Okay.
Right.
I have a challenge.
You
yes. yes, that is the root.
we have to get to who, I said it earlier, who do we think we are? Because a lot of the habits and behaviors that we stay married to or we keep good relationship with is embedded into the deep root of who we think we are. We have to be willing to look at that stuff down there.
Yes.
Once we move the stuff down there, that many times is not even true. It's
okay.
stuff that you
Why
you
do
come
I like sugar? It's because
But think about it.
Oh
when
Lord.
You say you like sugar, what do you really mean?
Well,
because you're talking
I
about
like dessert.
Right. You like those because
yes, because I think that they comfort me. They make me happy.
And
like
is,
when my Grammy
is,
brings flour cake, like she bought flour
right.
cake and you know, we all get our little packages.
Right.
Like I compare flour cake to love and wholesomeness.
And this is,
it reminds me of all the wonderful things.
Okay, this is good or bad in your analysis.
For me,
yes,
it's bad.
Why?
I shouldn't be in love with flour cake.
Why?
Because of the drugs I'm on at this stage in my life, it's going to cause me to balloon.
So what do you
and
think?
My joints can't take that.
What do you think is the conflict here then? Because you're saying two things. You're saying that you know the drugs that you're taking is one thing that contravenes the flour cake. The flour cake shouldn't be included.
In a part of my diet, no,
okay.
It shouldn't.
So where's the challenge? Is not the flour cake tasting
no,
so good?
No, it's me.
So exactly. So
I have to come to terms with what is best for me.
Because you see, when we reach on the shelf, we decide for a reason why we're pulling down that particular thing.
Okay.
And we also decide for a reason why we put that thing back up on the shelf. I'm not bothered with that anymore. This is who I am now. You can't be who you were and who you are all at the same time.
Understood. So I need to write it out several times, I think.
Well, I think you just have to decide. See, a decision is a decision. It's almost like taking the scissors and cutting. You can't cut and then say, okay, I shouldn't have cut it. It's already cut now.
Oh.
So how do you cut out the things that you know are deterrent to the vision that you have?
Just do it, I guess.
Well, I mean, that's one thing, you know, and Nike say just do it. And I say a lot of people just wear it. They don't ever do it. They wear the shirt, they wear the shoes.
And the shoes and everything.
But they never do it. But you do have to act. You do have to take action if you're going to. See, vision is what's going to draw you. That vision has to be so empowering, so exciting, so alluring. It keeps you up at night. It gets you up in the morning. It keeps you going. That's the kind of vision that I'm talking about, that you marry yourself to the people called commitment. And the people call discipline. You marry yourself to those.
Now,
people.
I get that as relates to my other visions and my goals. Because
not the flower cake.
Interesting enough, now you say that, perhaps I need that just for my health's sake. I need to have the same passion and drive for my health.
For sure. And I think it's also important you said that. I think it's a good point that people understand that when I talk about vision, you can have a big vision for your life, and then you have to make small visions for aspects
bite
of your
size.
Life. Yeah, so that it's muscle size enough for you to feel motivated that it can be achieved.
Yeah, and for all my grandmother out there, my mother who's listening, my aunts and the rest of them who always talk about big bone and all that foolishness, you all know I don't believe in that. So you all need to stop saying that to me too. It's
and
not
it's
inevitable.
Language too.
Yes.
It's also language. This is what I talked about with root. The language that it's almost like software. We can relate it from a computer software perspective. So when a programmer writes a certain software, that software is now able to do that particular thing because of the information that's it's written
input.
In. Right. So if we're going to change and become the person we said we want to be, we have to change the language as well.
Ah, so everyone out there, you're hearing this, right? So when you hear people saying things to you that contravenes or go against what it is that you want for your or the vision for your life, you put a stop to that
you
and say
to,
no.
You have to cut that out because you see, that's what I keep saying. You can't stand up and sit down.
Aha.
You have to decide you're standing up or you're sitting down. And if you're going to change, you got to change everything. There's no point in taking a nice big board and putting vision on it, but you're still sitting in the same places, doing the same thing, speaking to the same people. You need to find folk in places where who are going to move you to where you want to go.
Aha.
Otherwise, you stay the same.
So then we should have people in our lives who are going to encourage, who will motivate us.
Yes.
Someone who has arrived at a certain level
at
in their
place.
Lives to actually pull you up and say, you know what? You're able to do this. You
For
talk
sure.
with them.
You need that. You need it because you see, it's almost like the athlete who wants to get to the Olympics. I mean, we see them at the Olympic stage and we see them in their glory when they may win the medal or even when they may be defeated. The fact is they got there. It took so much blood, sweat, and tears to get there. But that's a part of the journey that you can do it. You have to be willing to commit to what it takes. Because everything we want from life said you can have it all. God says you can have it all. But you must be willing to pay the price. And the price is usually simple as your capacity to stay focused, not being distracted, not spending a lot of time doing a whole lot of nothing. Spend that time. That's the cost. That's why it's called spending time and paying attention. These are the prices. This is the point that life is saying, what are you going to do? I can give you the thing you want. What are you going to give me?
Let me tell you something. Now you mentioned that. I read something this morning that really got me annoyed with myself, you know? So I read this piece on Facebook that said that there was this drug addict, right?
Yes.
And he cleaned himself up and now he is a billionaire.
Wow.
So I said to myself, I said, Felicia, what is wrong with you? Have you ever been on drugs? Tell me about some of your disadvantages.
Right.
Why aren't you doing what is necessary
exactly.
to make yourself a billionaire? There's nothing preventing me.
There's no limit.
So when you mention focus and doing what is necessary, mm-hmm. perhaps for many of us, as it relates to our vision and our dreams for our lives, we waste a lot of time.
We do.
I'm going to write down every minute
really
of every
true.
Day.
You know, it's really true, especially today, because we have more vices and devices. Isn't that interesting? Vices and devices are together. A lot of the devices
yes.
can very well be vices, but you are responsible. You know, the rich guy and the poor guy get the same 24 hours in
yes,
a day.
Yes, we all do.
So the question is, what differs in the end game is how that wealthy guy, and I prefer to say wealthy than rich, the wealthy guy uses time. His
yes.
time is what is going to set him apart, because he uses his time towards an end game. But it's very difficult for people to focus on a life that's not going anywhere. You have to set an intention for your life. You have to set a viewpoint. Where are you going? What are you doing? And that's why in January of every year, a lot of people make, you change it around. Used to people don't make resolutions. They make life resolutions. But the reality is, a lot of that can very well just be automatic. I just do, this is what I do in January. This is what I do on Mondays. This is what I do through the week. You have to be alive in your life. And you have to pay attention to, is what you're doing actually working?
Yes.
Suppose it's not working. If you don't evaluate it, you don't know if it's working.
So there has to be assessments along the way.
You have to assess along the way. Is this the right strategy? Maybe you started out taking a bus, but the next leg of the journey you may need to take across the water. You can't take a bus.
No.
So I'm just saying, you have to continue to evaluate. Where is it that I'm going, and where am I now? Do I need to go this way? Do I need to change strategy? Is this really working?
Interesting. Now, I'm going to tell you a little bit about me, because I think about myself as a general person like many Bahamians.
Sure.
I have many pet peeves. And when I have pet peeves, I write. I write to every institution necessary in this country. I have not written the letter yet to the Ministry of Tourism as relates to being a part of the independence mm-hmm. celebration, but I've already written the letter in my head.
Okay.
It's a five line letter.
Okay.
It's already done, basically. I just need to sit at a computer and do it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, note, I've come to terms now. I've evaluated last year.
Okay,
I write so many letters. Now, why can't I just refocus this writing of letters onto publishing my books? Because I have two already basically finished. See, we have distractions and our annoyances that mm-hmm. really creep up. And believe you me, something happened today, I'll be interested in writing again another letter to somewhere.
Exactly.
How do I adjust to ensure that these little pet peeves don't control my life? Because I think they do. Control my life and redirect me from my actual vision of really publishing my books.
Because you see, Alicia, it is your decision to make the turn in the road of your life. It is your choice. You have to decide why you're going to change the strategy. You just made it very, very clear. You made the point. Why are you writing letters when you could be writing a book that can give people some solutions to the issue that you are trying to address?
Yes.
I mean, that's a better strategy.
I think so.
Effective.
I think so too.
Because
yes.
the letter, what is the end game of the letter? What has been the result thus far? Someone
Child,
read it. Someone say,
Bahamas.
"Okay, we hear you. We didn't hear you."
Give a response.
There you go. So, it's very important to reevaluate, because we are what we repeatedly do, and sometimes we just go on repetition. We go on what we've always done.
Yes.
But oftentimes, what we've always done is no longer effective for what we said we want
to
do.
It ain't working.
It's not working. So why we keep doing it?
And we keep doing it, and we see it in many aspects of our lives.
Yes.
And as you say, it's all me, it's all you. But now, you know, in this country, you know, as a woman or as a man, we have to have balance. And for many of us, we don't.
Right.
You know, we're mother, we're daughter, we're sister, we're friend. Some of us, mm-hmm. we have leadership positions, you know, we're directors,
right.
we're pastors. We're so many things to so many persons. For many of us, there's a challenge with balancing our lives to get the most from it. Mm-hmm. How do we go about doing that?
What does balance represent for people, you suppose?
Happiness.
What is balance? Because you see, you call off all the different things. Mm-hmm. People associate themselves with the titles that they carry, whether it's the woman who's the mother, the wife, the auntie, or the CEO, or the gentleman who's similar. The reality is, what matters to you is whether or not you are living according to a fulfilling life based on your own definition. Many times we capitulate to what is the status quo.
Ah.
As a CEO, CEOs do this. wives do this, mothers do this. A lot of these precepts are not a one-size-fits-all.
Hmm, I love that.
Contrary to popular belief, your life is unique. Your fingerprints, like mine and everybody else's, is yours. Only us have our fingerprints. That should tell us that we have a responsibility to make certain that we are checking in with what matters to Michelle.
Yes.
What matters to Alicia.
Yes.
And not just going along with, this is what everybody else is doing. This is where a lot of people drop their dreams and their goals by the wayside in exchange for following the group, following the herd. Invariably, your dreams and your goals are uniquely yours. That doesn't mean you're going to write the book and it's going to be the first book ever written.
No.
Because you have a gazillion books already written.
Very true.
But nobody else would write like you.
No.
Okay.
And now you say that, you know, I started to study law and I want to do my degree and I want to focus on constitutional law. That's my focus. And the thing is, I started first reading up about lawyers and how mm-hmm. they act and, you
right,
know, what
go.
Is expected of them. Interestingly enough. So everything I read is in contravention of Alicia Hart.
So there you go.
I am not quiet. I'm not demurred. I say what I think. I'm right. bombastic. I was like, well, wait a minute. What kind of lawyer am I going to be?
You because know? It doesn't
yeah,
fit.
Yeah, it don't fit me. It just, I don't fit the profile.
Right. Because the profile is defined maybe by some other people.
Yes.
And a lot of times, rather than challenge the assumptions of why is this profile this way, many persons just fit into the profile.
I can't
and
do
that's
it. Too late.
Invariably, oftentimes, is not who they really are.
Truly, no.
And so people live this this mask of a life.
Yes.
Because they are capitulating, as I said previously, to what is set. The
yes.
preset, and rather than showing up as themselves,
yeah, Jesus.
They show up according to what is written or what everybody else has done. This is the way lawyers behave. This
yes.
is the way so-and-so behave. But you want to live your life.
What?
Your life is yours. And how do you... And the good thing about this is that there is a unique way to be ourselves without trashing on nobody else.
That's right. Just be
you.
You
can be you. Mm-hmm. And you can be you, the lawyer, you, the doctor, you, the wife or the husband or whatever. But what's important is when you look in the mirror, you and that person are on the same page.
Ah.
Because you see, that's where the truth. Ah, that's where the truth lies. So it's important for you. That's why I said we have to get to the root. Get a little bit, go deeper. You know, we live in a country surrounded by 100,000 square miles of water.
Isn't that interesting?
Isn't that amazing?
Amazing.
And we ought to be good at diving deep.
Ain't that an all we could dive like McGurley? Miller did it well. Yes.
We need to be good at diving deep because we have, according to Nat Geo, we have one of the deepest oceans in the world. In terms of the parts of the ocean that's very deep is here in the waters of the Bahamas.
Interesting.
So I'm just saying, in terms of our depth, this is where I think we have challenges, Alicia. We don't seem, and I put seem with a capital S, to be comfortable with the deep dive.
We ain't comfortable in our own skin. I
well,
think that's
why.
It too.
Because deep down there's some stuff that we don't want to look at.
Right. Our history really scares us, I say.
I suppose. But if you're going to live the life that's yours, there's no other way.
Very true.
You have to go down and get that stuff up and say, you know what? This stuff isn't even really true, what they said about me. I don't believe this anymore. This is a lie.
Definitely.
So why are you still living according to that?
Indeed.
So you lose. You lose time because you never really live your life. You live a life as defined by somebody else.
That's very interesting. You know what always got me concerned and agitated? When persons spoke about marriage and what a woman represented, what she's supposed to be. And I can't be that individual. Mm-hmm. I don't even like washing dishes for my mother.
Is that a part
I can
of what supposed to be washing dishes?
Yeah, washing dishes, cleaning clothes, doing all those things. I can clean and do all those things very well. I can cook very well.
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
my thing is this. I shouldn't be forced or made to bend to the ideas that this is what I'm supposed to be. This is what I'm supposed to do.
I think the word in that is supposed to
yes.
and should. The shoulda kind of life, it's very depressing.
It is.
The shoulda, you should. You know, I had a young lady one time who came for some coaching sessions. Young, she probably was around 28. And her reason for feeling the way she felt was just really like she hasn't achieved much in her life. We define what success is based on, again, on the status quo, based on what everybody else has said. And she said, based on how old I am, I in our local language, people just work with me. I should have then been.
Yes.
You know, that's how we say it. I should have been a supervisor. I should have been such and such.
Married.
Right.
And I should have owned my own home.
Of course. And that was one of the exact things she said. So the question I asked was, based on what? Who says that you should have already done these things? Whose ideals are you trying to uphold?
Family, because what do society, you say? Yes.
What do you say? And give yourself credit for what you have done, and use the word, I would say, could rather than should.
Interesting.
Because I could always be better.
Definitely.
Now, if people say you should be better, think about the difference in the feeling of the statement.
Yeah.
You should have been better. Or you could be better.
It's a negative tone. Is it, okay, you don't appreciate it.
You feel like the person is trying to insult you.
Definitely.
So I'm saying that it's so important to watch language. Language is the most important component if we're going to really get that thing. And if you don't have a thing, you need to find a thing.
That you want to get.
Yes, because you're not living just to breathe in oxygen.
We have purpose, don't we?
Of course, you have purpose and you have potential and you have talent buried within you. And it's your responsibility to go on a hunt. Go, like Christopher Columbus, go off and sail and search out to discover who you are. So you can live a life that's yours. And when the clock goes from December to January, and you know that, hey, I'm almost there. Because some of these things obviously could take years to manifest.
Yes.
We see Atlantis finished today. Where was Atlantis 40 years ago?
Nowhere in sight. Perhaps a vision.
Okay, my point. So let's not think that we see the end product thing that's a drive-through experience. There's not no such thing as a drive-through experience. You must do the work. You must pay the piper. We all must. But the most important thing is that you're moving towards something that moves you to move. And when you feel it, you're like, I got to do this. This thing is so exciting. Yes, you're passionate. You're excited. Yes, you get down. Yes, sometimes it looks like it's not going to work.
Yes.
But you're so motivated. You try a different strategy. Let's remember the guy with the telephone. I can never remember this guy's name. Who's the one who did the telephone? Edison?
Yes.
Edison, I think it was. They said, how do you feel about having failed? Because he took a long time to come up with the system to have that you have failed all this time. Or at least many times. And he said, I haven't failed, I think, over 800 times. I haven't failed 800 plus times. I just found 800 times that it didn't work.
That's right.
Simple. That's all it is. Feedback. That didn't work. Let me try something else. Now, how many of us are that committed to go past 3? I'm not even going to talk that 800 number. How many of us are committed to go past, say, 5 and keep going? To get to 10, to get to 100 and keep going. You know, yes. You have to be so driven that you see all of those opportunities that, hey, don't work. And you say, I'm not giving up on this. So
continue.
We have to keep pushing.
Okay. As it relates to motivation, you know, that's a key factor
it is.
In it all. For me, I love music. I like the morning. Mm-hmm. I kind of know myself well enough to know what works. If I'm in depressed mode, I identify exactly what is happening with me. Then I do these things.
Right.
I get music. I like water. I like walking. Good. I know what I like and I know what will push me to be better.
Good.
How can those persons out there identify strategies to help them when they're in that downtime, when they're unmotivated?
I think you have just answered that by saying what you like. A lot of times it is knowing you. Knowing that you are what you are about and what you really move to. Do you like music or do you like books or do you like both? Are you a morning person or are you a late person? Do you prefer to work in the evening? Are you a person who has the discipline to work out, if working out is your objective, to work out by yourself? Or do you need to have somebody with you? We have to get our own habits outlined, Alicia. We have to know what is it that I do in order to get something. How do I normally go after something? And look at those ways you've been and reassess and determine for yourself that the thing that you want is worth it. Is it worth your time? And your effort, and you're even reaching out to look for support. One of the things I love about coaching is that coaching ultimately is about moving forward. As a life coach, I cannot move forward with a person who doesn't have a place where they want to go.
Oh, so if your place is wherever, that can't work. You have to have a place where you're going to.
You have to
know if you're going to Super Value or Solomon's.
Absolutely. You have to know what you want and you have to have a reason. Because one of the things I know for sure, this issue with procrastination, I don't believe in procrastination. I believe that Procrastination is only present when motivation is absent. Think about it. If you are motivated, that's what motivation is, moving. Motivation is your capacity to move, to go, to keep pushing. Procrastination can't show up if motivation is there.
That's true.
Procrastination only can reign free when motivation is absent.
So what do you say to persons who feel they are motivated, but they still procrastinating?
No, that can't happen. That's like standing up and sitting down at the same time. You can't, let me take that back. You said feel like they're motivated. So that may be the idea. They may be talking this thing.
Yes.
Because you know we're good at that in the Bahamas.
Yes, we are.
Oh, we could talk this thing now. We talk this thing, but you got to walk the thing. That's the difference. So talking about how you are going to go on that diet, change your eating habits, or you're going to now do your business plan, whatever you keep talking, save more money or spend less money, whatever. If you're talking the thing, but you're not doing the thing, you're just wasting time. It's just all gibbage. What matters is what you do at the end of the day. Are you doing the thing? Because doing the thing is the ultimate. That's the whole thing. But Nike, we talked about earlier. Nike didn't say just talk it.
Go ahead and do it.
Just do it. So you have to take action.
Indeed.
Ultimately, you have to take action.
Now, the big horse in the room, it's basically fears and doubts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Many of us have those. How do you position yourself to work beyond those?
I believe in my public speaking class, it's called Speak Fearlessly. I believe that we have to look and face that fear, that feeling of fear, because that's really what it is. What is it that you feel about yourself when you say, I feel afraid? There's four fears. Let me just share this quickly. Four fears that we have, according to psychologist study: the fear of failure, the fear of humiliation/embarrassment, the fear of losing power, and the fear of rejection.
Mm-hmm.
All of us have those fears circulating within our space at any given time. The work we have to do is to figure out which one of those fears, maybe a couple of them, motivate us the most, and where possibly does it come from? Because there's no such thing. You can't go there, Alicia, and get a cup of rejection and bring it back inside this room.
No.
Neither can you do that with the rest of them. So it's a feeling. It's a feeling of rejection.
It is.
It's not a substance of rejection. So, just to use rejection, because that's, and failure, they're the bigger ones. If you have had experiences, maybe in your younger years, like a childhood stuff is a lot of times what still operates.
Yes.
Still moves us to do what we do. If you have had reason in your past to be or feel like you were rejected or feel like you failed, or even feel the humiliation and embarrassment for declared a failure, then you are still operating with that emotion. And so the fear that people have that they can't do it isn't necessarily true. Not that they can't do it. It's that they have been told before.
The idea is there in the
brain.
Yeah,
but also it's the feeling of having tried before and been told that you fail. And so we relive what we know. That this is why I say you got to dive deep. If you really want to be free to live the life that's yours, you have to face your fears. There's no other way. Yes, it's difficult to go in a new direction. Yes, it's difficult to come up with a brand new idea and even share it with other people, because you risk the fact that people could reject it. Recognize, however, that whilst they may reject your idea, they cannot reject you, the person. And so it's important for you to know that you are the one who oftentimes reject yourself. It's not the person who you're talking to, who you're sharing the idea with. Because whatever they say, it's just their opinion.
Right.
It can't change you unless you allow it to, or affect you unless you allow it to.
So in essence, your thinking is the most powerful thing.
Fundamentally. Your thinking is associated with everything. That's what I said before. You do what you know. And you do oftentimes what you've repeatedly done. And so if people never push their ball of possibility beyond, let's say, the end of this table, and now their life has changed, and they feel this idea, they want to probably create something like the iPod or the iPad,
yes,
like the Steve Jobs idea. They have to build up a new sense of self in order to throw that ball a little bit further. Because that's what the Star Trek thing is all about. It's going where you have not
never been before. Oh, I love Star Trek. Thank you for saying
okay,
that.
Okay, so there
I
you
can
go.
Remember that always.
That's what it's all about. Going where you've never gone before. But you have to be willing to partner with you. When you have these fears circulating in your space, invariably they're going to trip you up. They're going to cause you to doubt yourself. And what you have to do is self-talk. This is what you talk about thinking.
Yes.
What are you telling yourself about what you want and about who you are?
Oh, I'm good at self-talk. I talk to myself all the time.
But are they all positive?
Sometimes I don't say positive things. I'd say, oh, how silly of you. And some other things with some expletives. No, but anyways.
So there we have to adjust that.
Reshape self-talk. Ourselves.
Yeah, we have to constantly talk about what we want. And even when we get, I mean, Michelle talks to herself. I talk to myself all the time. And when I feel like, you know, that didn't work, I do feel like, okay, maybe I should have tried it this way, and next time I'll do it that way. Self-talk and self-evaluation is the best way to live, because you have to partner with yourself. You have to be objective, but you don't want to be the one to beat you down, because the world is going to do that anyway. So you don't need to do it as well. You have to be your cheerleader.
Double beating from self and from world.
And the self one is worse.
I think so.
All
yes.
the time.
You have to live with you.
You have to live with you, exactly. So it's so important for people to feel good about who they are. Oftentimes the way we feel about ourselves don't come from us solely. It comes from what people say about us. So we live on others' worth. What others going to say, how others going to feel. And so we live this very small life because we don't want to ruffle the feathers of the other people.
And dreaming big. How do we go about that? You know, you want the car, you want the house, you want the job.
Right.
You know, and then you would have gotten these things. And then what?
You're sitting
there, and then what? How do we move towards dreaming bigger?
You have to decide to leave the status quo.
Okay.
You have to decide to go in a direction that possibly within my family, I know the things I'm doing, it's never been done.
Yes.
I've had to go and break the mold, so to speak, because I asked that very question. Okay, get all these things people say you must get. Notice I say people say you must get.
Yes.
And then what? Then what do you do after that? You still have life. You still have desire. You still feel like there's something else in you. So you're going to have to be willing to go in your own direction. I think at some point in your life, Alicia, you have to own your life. Your life should be about you and about what you think you came on this planet to give birth to. And at some point, you got to get about that. And that means that, yes, you may do all the, you know, common things that tick off lists, the house, the car, the two kids in the house, and what, I mean, the picket fence and whatever. But then what? What do you do after that? Most of the time, unfortunately, people get in that rinse and repeat mode. They rinse one day, they repeat it the next day, they rinse that day, and they repeat it the next day because they have not found that passion to go beyond this line that has been drawn in the sign about what they could do or where they could take themselves. They've achieved everything. I think it was Michelangelo that says, it's not that people put their baskets too high and they cannot reach it. It's that they set their baskets too low. And when they reach it, they have nothing else to reach for.
Uh-huh.
And indeed, therein lies the challenge.
But interestingly enough, speaking of that quote you just did, I have this little theory that if I could accomplish any vision or dream all by myself, it's not worth my while. You know, if I could do it by myself, if Alicia is able to do it by herself, it's not worth my while.
Invariably, we all want to be tied to something bigger than ourselves.
Definitely.
That's the human spirit within. It's in us, all of us, to want to be a part of something bigger. And I wanted to share this on the show with you. I bought the anthem of the Bahamas because for me personally, I remember in 73 when this anthem was played for the first time and how it moved me as a little girl. Because the anthem of a nation, and this is Michelle's opinion, it's just my viewpoint, the anthem of a nation is really the charge to the citizens.
Yes.
It's a charge to the people who will reside in that space. This is what you can do. This is who you can be. I mean, just take the look at the people to the north with the American Star Spangled Banner.
Yes.
And what that means to them. And we look at all of the nations. And this is very evident at the Olympics level, right? When they are on that stage.
You
feel the feeling. Because that person, those individuals on the podium, they recognize that this is what it's all about.
Yes.
So in the anthem of our Bahama land, we are charged to lift our heads to the rising sun. We are charged to march on. We are charged to move towards a common, loftier goal. Now, the challenge for the Bahamian people is that, are we living this creed? Are we lifting our heads to the rising sun as a norm? See, because to lift your head to the rising sun, to me, is optimism.
It is.
It's inspiration.
It is.
So are we doing that? Do we wake up with this feeling in our spirit that I could lift my head to the rising sun? And Timothy Gibson in his wisdom said, though the weather hides the wide and treacherous shoal.
It's going to be hard sometimes.
You understand. But keep going. Keep marching on and move towards that goal. So when you and I talk about goals and being focused and vision, this is enshrined.
Yes.
In our anthem. The challenge for us is, are we living the creed?
Or have we considered to actually recognize that we've been given a mandate?
I don't believe so. I believe we only do this anthem thing on special occasions when we're having these ceremonies and we just repeat it because we know it, but we don't really internalize it.
Yes.
We don't own it and we don't live it. And if you're not owning it and living it, you're definitely not doing it. Because that's the pretext in order to do it. You have to own it. You have to live it. And if the Bahamian people could go and read, don't sing it. Read it.
The words.
Read the words and allow the words to move you to know what this is, your heritage. This is what you can get as an individual. You have the power to go after loftier goals, and notwithstanding the challenges, you can do it. I mean, this long before we know, but Nike saying you could do it, we were told we could do it.
Definitely. So it's definitely something to consider.
And, it sure is.
And you know what? We can refocus the nation, because I know that at this time in our country, we are seeing bleakness. We are seeing seemingly a mass depression where we feel that nothing is going right.
Apathy personified.
That's what's going on.
Apathy personified. And that's not a good energy.
No, it's not.
For the generations that's watching. You see,
no.
I was privileged to grow up in a society where those who knew I was watching was aware that they had to prepare for me. And those who came at the time that I did. We have that same responsibility.
For each generation
behind
us.
Absolutely. We have the same responsibility. The challenge is, what are we doing? What are we doing?
Are we lifting our heads up?
I mean, that's the first line. The very first line in the anthem, lift your heads to the rising sun. Now, if we are not doing that, then I don't know really what we're doing. Because that's the creed. That's what it is. That's what the little kid who's 7, 8 years old right now, they ought to be aware of that. And they ought to see their parents and their adults in the community living that creed. Because one of the things with this generation that's on deck, you can't tell them to do what you're not doing.
No, they don't care for that.
Okay, then. So
it just doesn't happen.
We have to be about it and stop talking about it. And I think that's why a lot of people can't focus on what they really want. Because they get so distracted by the little... I mean, it's like having a pair of pantyhose. And yes, you know, you don't want to snag in your pantyhose, but you don't want to spend the whole day walking around telling everybody, look at the snag in my pantyhose. Look at the snag in my pantyhose. Who does that?
We do that. We do that on every talk show. You know, I don't listen. I'm sorry, Bahamas. I must tell you this because I need my spirit to be fed.
Thank you very much.
Good nutrition.
Thank you very much.
You know, and I like variety.
Nothing better than a good mental nutrition.
That's right.
Okay, that's the most important meal. So if we are walking around and pointing out the snag in the pantyhose all day long, we might as well don't even put a pantyhose on.
No, just go bare.
Exactly, because that's defeating the purpose. And what we have to recognize is the fact that human beings, Alicia, cannot live for food and water alone.
That's right.
Human beings need words. We're not like the animals. Animals just need shelter. Well, they have their nests and they have their food and they need the water, and that's it. But human beings, not so. So what we say, our language is very important. And I think if we were to just take a step back and look at the anthem, if we wanted to know who we are and what we are about and what the charge is for us, I think every citizen of every country, even those who reside in the countries that may not be their birth, Look at the anthem.
Yes.
And see what it tells you about who you are and who you could be. And recognize in the anthem of March on Bahama Land, it is telling us that we are a people whose creed is to lift our heads up, not hang our heads down.
Definitely not.
And what we have created, unfortunately, is that we have an energy of apathy that only perpetuates the very thing that we say we don't want.
Definitely, it does. You know what you've just spoken about? You spoke about possibilities.
Yes.
And as we go into the break, I want everybody to think about what you would have said. Lift up your head to the rising sun, Bahamaland. You know, let everyone see the way we march as a people.
Mark the manner of our bearing.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's about living in the possibilities.
Sure is.
So back from the break, life coach Michelle Miller will tell us more. More about how we could live beyond our boundaries and our limitations. We have much to ask, much to share, discover, and learn on the other side of a break. I'm Alicia Hyde, and you're listening to Bahamian Soul on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Come on back.
Like the rest, I'm not settling. I deserve the best. Absolutely no opinion, no contest. Hey, so many people want the status quo. Why they settle, I don't know. So many options, so many choices, but so many voices want you to believe.
Bahamas, get ready for the hottest talent search to hit the Caribbean. Icon of the Islands, the first and only inter-island music competition and reality show that will bring the best talent of the Caribbean together on one stage, performing live with international superstars. Sign up now for free. Log on to iconoftheislands.com today for your chance to win $10,000 in cash, a record deal with major label support and distribution, music videos, and more. Talents will be scouted by some of the most influential music execs and celebrities in the industry. From NYC Power 105 Breakfast Club, it's Angela Yee, the senior VP of Columbia Records, Sony ATV Publishing, Sean Tubby Holiday, and super producer, record executive, Shaw Money XL, all hosted by Love and Hip Hop star Yandy. The deadline to sign up is March 18th at midnight. Be a part of history as the Bahamas compete against the Virgin Islands and St. Martin in this hot new season of Icon of the Island. For more information, log on to iconoftheislands.com and check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Icon of the Islands.
Hey Bahamas, this and every Saturday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. Sports Talk 101 with myself, Brian Ambi, will be aired right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. So feel free, call in and tune in, and let's talk sports.
More out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is Poicy, and Poicy is tradition.
So when you play Island Games, we putting Bahamians first, guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games,
we gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Hey, hey, did you hear about the change? Changing the mindset. Every Saturday now at 1 p.m. on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Discussing community development and how to change our community through education, culture, business, personal, and social development. The time for change is here. Changing the mindset every weekend. Are you ready for the change? Join us.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back to Bahamian Soul. I'm Alicia Hart on Guardian Radio 96.9. We're streaming live on Guardian Radio, talkradio.com. Also, you can listen on your television on Cable Bahamas, channel 969. That's it, channel 969. You're listening to Alicia Hart on Bahamian Soul. And joining our conversation is Michelle Miller. She's counselor and life coach. Do join us. Call us on 323-6232. You can also text us on 322-4796. Now be sure to check us out on Facebook. That's Bahamian Soul Radio Show, and Twitter, Bahamian Soul 242. Or you can email us on bahamiansoul@gmail.com. Leave your comments, let us know what you think about the show, and perhaps give us suggestions about topics. Now, you know this is my favorite segment of the show. This is Bahamian Riddle Time. This is where knowing who you are and remembering your past and, you know, being motivated about the future, it comes and it ties on in. So for a little bit of a brain teaser, this is an easy one. Nothing to this. Here we go. Marriddle, marriddle, mirandio, my father had a thing. At The sound of me, men may dream or stamp their feet. At the sound of me, women may laugh or sometimes weep. What am I? I'm going to repeat it again. Marital, marital, mirandio, my father had a thing. At the sound of me, men may dream or stamp their feet. At the sound of me, women may laugh or sometimes weep. What am I? We're going to have a little music break, and when we come back, we're going to dive right on into our conversation about being focused, being motivated. Stay with us. Okay, in that few seconds, you've definitely had a sip of your fevergrass tea and you've had a little flower cake, though I'm not supposed to have any. And you're back with Bahamian Soul with Alicia Hart, and we're focused on being motivated, being inspired, ensuring that we vision our lives and refocus so that we can meet our dreams. And joining the conversation is Michelle Miller. She's our life coach. So come on back. You can call in, join us at or call us on 323-6232. Let's get back into our conversation. See, it's sure. Very good. I don't even want to call all those numbers. Okay, life outlook. We talked about it briefly off air.
Right.
How do we refocus our life outlook? And I know this is your profession. This is your passion. So yes. You know all about it.
I think it's so important to have an outlook for your life because I think your life deserves that.
Yes.
You know, we have an outlook for so many components of our life. I mean, for business, we want to know, we have a business plan.
Yes.
Right? Even for marriages.
For clothes.
For clothes. Mm-hmm. Going shopping. We have a vacation plan. We
intriguing.
Have a, you know, we have a wedding plan. If you got, you know.
We have ASU and now we're looming.
I've heard somebody talk about this looming thing. But I really believe that there comes a time in your life when you have to really own it. And to own it, it has to be center stage. It has to take precedence over all the other things. Because whether it's your wedding, your marriage, your business, you know, your family life, your spiritual life, your life is the center point of all of that.
Yes.
And if you're not paying attention to what it is that you are doing with your time, I said earlier, the rich guy and the poor guy, as they define themselves, they get the same 24 hours.
Intriguing.
So your outlook really is about coming to a place where you're now setting that vision, Alicia. What do you want your life to be about? What do you want to be known for?
Mm-hmm.
Because whether you do something specific or not, you're going to be known for something.
Indeed.
Some people are going to
by default.
I'm just going to say some are going to be known for something by default, or you can
being
choose,
late.
You can. Or by you default. Can choose to know something by design.
Yes.
So it's either by design or by default. Whichever one you choose, that's the kind of life that you produce. And so the life outlook concept is to come together and set higher goals and redirect your life. Now, I wanted to share on air that in the Anthem of the Bahamas, Timothy Gibson charged us to move towards a common loftier goals. So if I'd call the program Loftier Goals, I'm not quite sure how many Bahamians would have recognized that word comes out of the anthem.
No.
Because we often just sing it as a default.
Yes.
We don't necessarily internalize it and recognize the value and the power in the words that we have been given.
Intriguing. Now, as it relates to living your best life, sharing your dreams, we know that we have to change some of our habits, you know, identify exactly where we want to be. You know, rub shoulders with people we need to rub shoulders with.
Mm-hmm.
How do we stay genuine to the concept of who we are as a person when we are moving in different directions? We're shifting somewhat.
Well, I'll say this. It's difficult to stay genuine to the person of who you are if you don't know who that person is.
Oh, first you need to get to know that person.
That would be kind of good. Yeah, I would say you would really, because you need to know that you are actually moving outside of your space, you know, outside of your norm. You have to know what that person is all about. I believe that if you do the work, Alicia, and you get to know who you really are, and you find the love for yourself,
yes,
and all of your supposed flaws, as people may identify them, you don't need to become anybody else. So you will rub shoulders with the kings and queens of the world, but that's still who you are. You say, how you doing, Mr. King, Miss Queen?
Yeah, good morning, good afternoon, all the time.
And you know, I'm Alicia, I'm Michelle, nice to meet you, and you move on.
Indeed.
You don't feel any less, you don't feel like you have to put on airs, because you've done the work and you've come to love who you are. Mm-hmm. Now, if you haven't done the work and you don't know for sure who you is, if I could just be behemoth for a second.
Yes, you can, just behemoth soul, man.
You don't know who you is, then it's going to be a problem. Because you're going to be changing identity according to who you meet.
Like changing shoe.
Okay, and that's not effective. Because at some point, you're going to forget which one you're supposed to be at the time that you're trying to be.
We all mix up. You will be confused. A split personality.
Exactly. So the work is to get to know you and to love that person.
Well, then we need a lot of quiet time, I would dare say.
Silence has so much power and so much value. But in a noisy place where we have devices that have become vices, it's very difficult.
Yes.
But you, again, have to be intentional.
Turn the radio off and TV off.
You have the power to switch. Turn on the light, turn off the light. Turn on the radio, turn it off. Turn it on, turn it off. I mean, it's your life. What matters, you and I talked off air about where we place value. Do we place value on silence and quality time itself? Because what we place value on, we protect.
Indeed.
Take a look at the alarm system on our cars, right?
Hey,
we don't want anybody
no
taking a chance and stealing that or breaking into it. And so we place value on things, we protect them, and we just have to shift towards looking at self-love as a core component of our desire.
Yes.
Because that's where the work starts. When you know you love yourself, you start to treat yourself better.
Differently.
Yeah, you treat
now,
yourself differently.
Now, you've got about 1 minute to tell the nation how they can contact you and to tell the nation how it is that they could reach that self-actualization of what it is we need. Because truth is, we need every one of us to reach their potential.
Agreed. But certainly, I believe that the words that we need to feed our soul, this is Bahamian soul, the words that we need is in our anthem. I challenge every Bahamian to go and read the anthem for themselves and question the degree to which they are living the creed. If you want to be a part of the Life Outlook event, it's really going to be about setting higher goals and redirecting your life. And to get an outlook, we must go first have an inlook. So that's going to be the first thing. You can reach me at 429-6770, or you can send me an email at lifeoutlook242@gmail.com.
Yes, and you have a website as well.
Yes, I do. You can go to michellemmiller.com or talktomichellemiller.com.
Fantastic. It's been great having you here.
Thank you, Alicia.
I'm going to make you my personal life coach.
Well, there you go.
You know, and to refocus.
I'm really excited
you know,
about that.
So am I.
Yes.
The truth is, we all need help. And if we want to be our best selves, live our best lives, you know, accomplish our life resolutions.
For sure.
We need to hold hands and partner with others.
Of course.
You know, at the beginning of the show, I said something and I always remember it. If you want to be better, you want bigger dreams, you can't do it by yourself. You need partnerships in life.
That's for sure.
So, I want everyone to be aware of what it is you want. Rewire 242. Stay on track. Take time to unwind. We need everyone to be their best. Bottom line. And you know, we always end the show. May our strength be strong. Take care of our memories and honor the Bahamian in you. Thank you for being with us. And that's a wrap for Bahamian Soul. It's been my absolute pleasure having Michelle on the show with us.
Thank you so much.
And keep strong. Remember to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Type in Bahamian Soul Radio Show. Join us next Saturday at 10:30 with more Bahamian Soul on Guardian Radio 96.9. I'm Alicia Hart. Rise stronger, 242, in 2017.
She called him Brandon. You know him as Sosa the Man. And I dream in color, yeah. My parents taught me to dream. How you gonna ever see reality if you don't dream? Make a wish, don't ever forget it. Don't ever sell your soul for something you won't die for. More money, more problems. But I want more. I wanna see the world, make a better living.
maybe heal the world, make it better for our children. I can see the future better with my eyes closed. I wanna be heard, that's the only reason I wrote. Expressions on paper, just to make paper. The world is my playing field, I don't see the hater. Address me as Sosa, the son of Keith Major.